AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Hundreds of thousands of people are gathered for the Pope's final event on his U.S. visit, a big outdoor mass in Philadelphia. AP correspondent Julie Walker is there. Julie, what's it looking like?
Violet, before the mass started, there were screams and cheers for Pope Francis, who arrived like a rock star. He was driven around the grounds in that Jeep Popemobile so that everyone could see him and, of course, take his picture. At one point, he got out and kissed a baby like we've seen him do so many times before. Now, this is the Benjamin Franklin Parkway where we are, and it's shut down for the mass. They put up a stage with an altar and a cross for it. I'm Julie Walker, live in Philadelphia. Violet?
Thanks so much, Julie. Earlier, the Pope met with victims of clerical sex abuse, telling a group of bishops the meeting left him feeling troubled.
People who had the responsibility to take care of these tender ones violated that trust and caused them great pain.
Francis went on to vow to hold those responsible accountable. Bishop Edward Burns chairs the U.S. Bishops Committee on Child and Youth Protection.
I'm just grateful to our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for all that he's doing in helping us create a safe environment for our children, as well as addressing what is necessary for us as a church to restore trust and to restore credibility.
House Speaker John Boehner says there won't be a government shutdown when funding runs out this week. The Republican who just put in his resignation predicts the House and Senate will pass a bill to keep the government running and that a special committee will be set up to investigate Planned Parenthood. This is AP Radio News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton facing fresh email questions now that more messages related to her role as Secretary of State have surfaced. She spoke to NBC's Meet the Press.
What I have tried to do in explaining this is to provide more transparency and more information than anybody that I'm aware of who's ever served in the government.
Friday, the State Department revealed a newly discovered email chain from 2009 between Clinton and then General David Petraeus. Tragedy on a New Jersey high school football field. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports a student has died from an injury.
Evan Murray was a three-sport athlete at Warren Hills Regional High School outside New York. People at the game say the quarterback walked off the field under his own power after being hit. A witness told the New York Daily News Murray felt woozy after the tackle, but reassured teammates he was fine. He was lifted onto a gurney and taken to a hospital.
The teen later died. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.